Section 164 of 15,000 Useful Phrases by Grenfell Tyser. Read for LibriVox.org by Nick Davies. Take root in the heart. Take vengeance upon arrogant self-assertion. Taken in their totality. Tamed and wanted to a settled existence. Tempered by the emotional warmth of high moral ideals. That way, madness lies. The abysmal depths of despair. The accumulated bitterness of failure. The agonies of conscious failure. The air was full of the crying clamor. The animadversions of critics. The applause was unbounded. The best proof of its timeliness and salutariness. The bewildered and tumultuous world. The blackest abyss of despair. The blemishes of an extraordinary reputation. The bluntness of a provincial. The bogey of bad luck. The bounding pulse of youth. The brunt of life. The capacity for refined pursuits. The charming omniscience of youth. The cloak of cowardice. The collective life of humanity. The combined dictates of reason and experience. The companion of a noble and elevated spirit. The complaining gate swung open. The complex phenomena of life. The consequence of an agitated mind. The consequence of ignorance and childish assumption. The constant pressure of anxieties. The creature and tool of a party. The critical eyes of posterity. The dead and dusty past. The delimitation is sufficiently definite. The dictates of plain reason. The disjointed babble of the chronicler. The dull derision of the world. The dullest and most vacant minds. The dumb forces of brute nature. The dupe of some imposture. The eager pretentiousness of youth. The ebb and flow of events. The everlasting deluge of books. The evil was irredeemable. The exchange of harmless amenities. The exertion of inherent power. The expression was keenly intellectual. The facile conjectures of ignorant onlookers. The facts took him by the throat. The fitful swerving of passion. The flabbiness of our culture. The flaccid moods of prose. The flame of discord raged with redoubled fury. The flattest and most obvious truisms. The flippant insolence of a decadent skepticism. The foe of excess and immoderation. The fog of prejudice and ill feeling. The frustration of their dearest hopes. The garb of civilization. The general infusion of wit. The gift of prophecy. The golden years of youth and maturity. The gratification of ambition. The grim reality of defeat. The hallmark of a healthy humanity. The handmaid of tyranny. The hint of tranquility and self-poise. The hints of an imaginable alliance. The hobgoblin of little minds. The holiest and most ennobling sensations of the soul. The hollowest of hollow shams. The homely virtue of practical utility. The hubbub and turmoil of the great world. The huge and thoughtful night. The hurly-burly of events. The idea was utterly hateful and repugnant. The idol of all hobbledehoys. The ignoble exploitation of public interests. The imminent fatality awaiting him. The impulse of prejudice or caprice. The incorrigibility of perverse human nature. The incursions of a venomous rabble. The indulgence of an overweening self-conceit. The inevitable climax and culmination. The inferences inescapable. The infirmity and fallibility of human nature. The flexible serenity of the wheeling sun. The ingenuities of legal verbiage. The inmost recesses of the human heart. The insipidity of indifference. The insolence of power. The irony of circumstances. The jaded weariness of overstrained living. The jargon of well-handled and well-worn phrases. The jostling and ugliness of life. The lawyer's habit of circumspection and delay. The long-delayed hour of retribution. The lowest grade of precarious mendacity. The makeshifts of mediocrity. The malarious air of after-dinner gossip. The mean and frivolous affections of the idle. The menacing shadow of want. The mere fruit of his distempered imagination. The mere reversal of the wheel of fortune. The merest smattering of knowledge. The meticulous preciosity of the lawyer and the logician. The most absurd elementary questions. The most amazing impudence. The most exacting and exciting business. The most fallacious of all fallacies. The most implacable logic. The most preposterous pride. The multitudinous tongue of the people. The outcome of unerring observation. The outrage conscious of mankind. The overpowering force of circumstances and necessity. The overweening exercise of power. The panacea for the evils of society. The panorama of history. The pernicious doctrines of skeptics. The perpetrator of clumsy witticisms. The precarious tenure of fame. The precursor of violence. The pretty and delicate game of talk. The primitive instinct of self-preservation. The property of little minds. The prophecies of visionaries and enthusiasts. The proprieties of etiquette. The purse-proud inflation of the moneyed man. The question was disconcertingly frank. The ravening wolves of brute instinct. The remark was sternly uncompromising. The result of caprice. The rigor of the law. The sanction and authority of a great name. The severest shocks of adverse fate. The sharp and vehement assertion of authority. The sinister influence of unprincipled men. The speaker drew an indignant breath. The springs of human action. The staple of conversation. The stillness of finality. The stings of self-reproach. The straightforward path of inexorable logic. The strong hand of executive authority. The sum and fruit of experience. The sum total of her impressions was negative. The summit of excellence. The supernatural prescience of prophecy. The sweet indulgence of good nature. The sycophants of the rich. End of section 164. This recording is in the public domain.